朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
现在请大家注意，这是我们读这段经文常常忽略的地方，爸爸怎么回答的。
But something we should not overlook is the reply of the father to the son.
啊，怎么回答这个大儿子的？
How did the father say?
儿啊，你常与我同在。
My son, you are always with me.
我一切所有都是你的。
And everything I have is yours.
看到了吗？
Do we see it?
我真是为这个大儿子不值，你不需要去抱怨。
Just you feel for the older brother, but at the same time, you know that there was no need for him to complain.
你的天父怎么会不爱你？
That how would our Abba Father not love us?
我们再往下看。
We look further.
路加福音十三章二十三到二十三十节。
In Luke chapter 13.
这个地方又是一个环境。
We see that this is yet another environment.
这样一个上下文当中，主耶稣说你们要努力进窄门。
Jesus telling everyone that you are to make every effort to enter through the narrow door.
耶稣说很多人到最后要审判的时候要 来到面前，耶稣说你们做人离开我吧。
Jesus would say there are many who will come to me and saying Lord, Lord, but Jesus would dismiss them.
然后耶稣就说了，说看到旧约的众先知在神的国里面，但是这些犹太人却在外面哀哭切齿。
We see that there are the Old Testament prophets who will be in the heavenly kingdom, but we see that a lot of these Jews, they will be outside.
但是却从各方有许许多多的这些外邦人却来到神的国里面来坐席。
But at the same time, we'll see that people will come from the east, west, north, and south and take their place at the feast of the kingdom of God.
这地方是神对这些犹太人讲的，在后的，在前了，在前的，在后了。
And here, God is speaking to the Jews, saying that there are those who are last will be first, and those who were first will be last.
这里讲的是你和我，我们这些的外邦人。
Here we are the Gentiles.
我们在后的，我们却变成在前的。
Even though we are the last, we will be first.
抱歉，这个英文的经文我就要跳过去，再往下。
Moving on.
所以在这里有一句话和大家一同来分享。
It's something to share with you, a statement.
在文革的时候呢，这个国内就有一句话。
So during the Cultural Revolution, we have a saying in China.
一方面这个血统论啊，龙生龙，凤生凤，对不对？
And so there's partly genetics, meaning that a dragon would birth a dragon, a phoenix would birth a phoenix.
老子英雄儿好汉。
Well,
the father is hero, and then the son is warrior. 这个是出身血统论。
So this is out of the perspective of genetics.
那还有一个讲法呢，是什么？出身不由己，道路可选择。
The other saying is that even though you can't choose your birth, you can choose your path.
这下你们杜克丹青年轻人大概不知道。
So perhaps this is something that is more unfamiliar with some of the Duke Fellowship.
从圣经当中的启示和教导看到一点。
But something that we see from the inspiration as recorded in the Bible.
我把它改一下，叫做先后不由己，道路要选择。
Though you cannot choose your birth order, you must choose your path.
所以呢，如果你要是 play with words, 就是 you can't choose to be born first.But you can choose to be the firstborn.
So in terms of English, you could do a word play. You can't choose to be born first, but you can choose to be the firstborn.
啊，你说哎，圣经里不讲吗？神，我说拿一块泥造贵重的器皿，拿一块泥造卑贱的器皿，你都没得选的。
But we are saying, isn't it in the Bible telling us that we could be a noble vessel or you could be a lowly vessel? This is not something we can choose.
啊。只是一部分，但是你要晓得圣经也讲，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
But that we also know that in the Bible we are taught that we are to choose what is pure such that we will also be noble.
如果一个人说 我是这个长子，我一切福分都是我的，理所当然的，你要小心了。
And so if we think that we are just because we are born first, we are entitled to the blessings of the firstborn, that we have to be very careful.
就像当年的犹太人那样。
And so the same for the Jews of old.
而我们这些的外邦，我本来是野橄榄，但是接到了那橄榄树上面，我们却成为了亚伯拉罕的真正的子孙。
We will see that whether you are the in terms of the olive tree, are you planted or implanted?
那么我们再来思想一下以法莲的教训。
Something we can take to heart is the lesson of Ephraim.
为什么要专门的讲这个以法莲呢？
Why do you want to speak of the tribe of Ephraim?
从刚才的分享当中，大家已经注意到。
So earlier we hear from the from the exhortation.
以法莲那是长子当中的长子。
We see that Ephraim is the firstborn of the firstborn.
为什么这么说？
Why do we say so?
因为他的爸爸约瑟继承了长子的祝福。
Because Joseph did receive the blessing of the firstborn.
那以法莲呢，又是爸爸的这两个儿子当中小的，但是自己又变成了长子。
And Ephraim, even though he was born second, but he inherited the firstborn status.
可以说这位以法莲，这位本来在后的，结果在前了，他是天之骄子啊。
So Ephraim, even though he was last, he's now first.
大家来看这个地图。
Let us again look at this map.
以法莲的这个地方。
Look at the land that Ephraim occupies.
正好在应许之地的正中间。
It is central, is right in smack in the center of the promised land.
这是研究得到的。
This is by drawing lots, though.
他的哥哥马拿西。
We see that the older brother Manasseh.
还有一半的支派跑到约旦河东不进来。
There were half of them who were on the east side of River Jordan.
神不错是给他们祝福。
Sorry.
不错，神是给马拿西也有祝福。
It's right that the Lord did give them blessings.
但是以法莲的地位得天独厚。
But at the same time, we see that Ephraim is uniquely placed, is above all.
但是最后以法莲怎样呢？
But what happened to Ephraim?
刚才我们说，圣经当中用以法莲来代替北国以色列。
We mentioned earlier that Ephraim is used as a representative of the northern kingdom Israel.
先知书里面多次的讲以法莲啊，以法莲。
Oftentimes the prophets would cry out, Ephraim, Ephraim.
是夸他还是批评他？
Is it a compliment or is it a rebuke?
弟兄姊妹们，是批评他。
It is a rebuke.
这个以法莲后来离弃神。
Because Ephraim, they did forsake God.
最后也被神离弃
，and was forsaken by God，
非常的遗憾
，it was such a pity。
北国这个以色列当中一个好王都没有出来
，there was not a single good king that came out of the northern kingdom。
这个以法莲本来在后的在前了，对不对？非长子成为长子
，Ephraim was initially the last who then became the first because he was the younger son who became the older son。
但是在前的又跑到在后的去了
，but as the first。He then became the last.
最后被神离弃
and forsaken by God.
我们思想属灵的功课。
So a spiritual lesson we are to bear in mind.
首先第一个，好的开始是成功的一半，这是我们中国人的一句成语。
So true to what the Chinese traditional saying is that a good start is half of the success.
但是我们同时要知道还有另外一句的成语。
But at the same time,
叫做行百里者半九十。
As translated, one must sustain one's effort when a task is nearing completion.
所以佳姐，大家想想，这好像挺有意思的。
So when we see the tension between these two statements,
刚刚我们一开始有一个很好的、很蒙福的一个开始，哇，我们已经成功一半了。
We say that, wow, that's a wonderful blessing. We've already attained half of the success.
好像中间这90%都不算数。
And it's as if the whatever 90% that comes in between does not matter.
最后那10个mile又是另外一半。
But it's the last 10 miles that becomes the most pressing.
但我们知道这里面的意义是什么。
But we do know what the meaning is.
每一个 mile 都很重要。
That every mile is important.
到最后马上好，那我们已经快要得着了。
And so we are almost there. We are relatively successful.
但是如果这个时候我们骄傲,
however, if we become prideful,
如果这时候我们放松,
however, or we become very lax,
如果这时候我们从神为中心变到了自己为中心,
or that we go from being God-centered to self-centered,
那这时候可能我们最后这十个 mile 的时候很关键的我们可能却失去了。
As we arrive at this last 10 miles, which are very critical,We may lose it.
大家有在这个 YouTube 上有很多，我今天没有拿出来给大家看那个视频，就是体育比赛的时候，跑到最前面那个人。
So on YouTube, there are many of these videos of athletes who are leading the pack in terms of the running.
跑得非常快，马上就去撞线了。
Oh, they're running towards the finishing line.
左右都没有人在他前面。
There was no one. They've left everyone behind.
中冲线之前已经开始举起手来，都在这庆祝了。
And before the athlete, the leader crossed the finishing line, was already raising up, the arms to celebrate.
后面跟着一个人猛地往前这么一冲。
So all of a sudden, you have an athlete who just made a final charge past him or her,over the finishing line.
所以就差那么0.02秒，本来那个冠军变成亚军，后面那个亚军变成了冠军了。
That for that split 0.02 seconds, the could have been champion became a silver medal.
大家都看到过吧？
Perhaps you've seen such videos.
有跑步的，有滑冰的，有骑自行车的，都有。
All kinds of sports.
所以圣经当中有句话叫做直奔标杆。
And so we are told to press on toward the goal.
忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
That we are to forget of the past, but we are to press on forward toward the goal.
那么好了，这个兄弟之间，哇，这个是竞争还挺激烈的，是不是？
So it does feel like there's some pretty intense competition between the older and the younger.
兄弟之间还有另外一面。
But there's another side.To the story of the older and the younger.
刚才我们讲到摩利亚山。
Earlier we talked about Mount Moriah.
神让亚伯拉罕献以撒的那个地方。
A place where God instructed Abraham to offer up Isaac.
后来也是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场被大卫王买来建圣殿的这个地方。
But we also see that it was where the Jebusites were, but David purchased the land to build the temple.
同一座山。
It was the same mountain.
关于这个圣殿山呢，犹太人有一个传说。
Of this temple mount, the Jews have this tradition.
两兄弟的故事。
That there are the story of two brothers.
今天我们讲很多两兄弟的故事。
Today we've spoken about many stories of two brothers.
这个耶布斯人呢，阿尔南有一个弟弟叫亚劳拿。
We see that within the Jebusites there is there's a younger brother.I do not know that.
没关系，这个名字不重要。
There's a younger brother.
那么这个兄弟两个呢，爸爸去世以后留下这个产业给他们。
So after the dad passed.
那么这个兄弟俩呢，就族里面其他的这个长辈就来帮他们把这个产业分一分。
Those in the tribe began to try help them parcel out their inheritance.
一块地大一点，一块地小一点。
There was a bigger piece of land and a smaller piece of land.
兄弟俩哪一个都不要那块大的地。
Neither of the brothers wanted the bigger piece of land.
最后终于帮他们把这两块地分开了。
But finally they managed to divide up the land between the two brothers.
各自在地上面耕种。
And they began to have their practice their agricultural.
就是圣殿山这个地方。
This is around the Temple Mount.
阿尔南的这个禾场。
This is where the harvest land is.
然后这个哥哥呢，他已经结婚了。
This older brother is married.
然后他就跟自己的太太说。
And he said to his wife.
他说我的弟弟还是单身一个人还很不容易。
He said my younger brother he is still single by himself is not that easy.
以后还要成家立业。
He's also going to have his own family.
那神祝福我们有蛮多的这个丰收的。
And since God has blessed us with much of these produce.
那我。就把我们这个禾捆拿一些给弟弟好不好
？Why don't we just bring some bundles of our harvest to our brother？
太太听了说好。
The wife heard the suggestion and said sure。
所以这个哥哥呢，晚上啊，夜深人静的时候，他不要让弟弟知道，然后就扛着这个禾捆，就这个走过去，就到弟弟地那边，然后就把这禾捆堆到弟弟的这个禾堆里面。
And so this older brother, in the quiet of night, not wanting anyone to know of this good deed, just brought this bundle of harvest and tossed it onto the field of the younger brother. And did this night after night.
哎，过了几天，他发现自己的这个河堆里面这河捆怎么没有少呢？
But then after a while, he realized that his overall inventory did not decrease.
哎，这个怪了。
He's like, this is weird.
好，继续给弟弟送。
But nonetheless, he continued to give to his younger brother.
一天晚上半夜，他扛这个河捆往弟弟的这个河堆那边这个田地里面走的时候。
So one midnight, as he was walking towards the younger brother's field,
迎面走过来一个人。
There was a person who began to walk toward him.
也扛着河捆。
Was also carrying this bundle.
两个人见面才发现，原来是兄弟俩。
After they met, they realized, well, it's you, the brother.
哥哥看到弟弟，这个弟弟看到哥哥，弟弟说：“哥哥，你为什么这个往我这边地里走？”
The older brother saw the younger brother. The younger brother asked, "Why are you walking toward my fields?"
哥哥说：“因为你还一个人，还没有成家立业。”
And the older brother said, "Well, you're still single. You've not had your own family yet."
我这边有很多的禾捆，我送一点给你。
I've got plenty of harvest, so I'm giving you some.
那弟弟，你为什么往我这边走呢？
But why are you walking toward my fields?
弟弟说：“哥哥呀，因为你已经结婚了，你有孩子。”
The younger brother said, "Well, because you're married, you have children."
家里的挑费很大。
There's a lot of expenses.
我就是一个人。
I'm by myself.
一人吃饱全家不饿。
Once I'm filled, the whole family is filled.
那神祝福我这么多的禾捆，我送一些给你。
So God has blessed me with much of the harvest, so I'm now giving some to you.
所以两个人都明白了。
So both of them understood.
为什么他们两个禾捆都不减少？
Why is it that there is no decrease in any of their stock?
直到以后。
Until later.
兄弟俩就在这个圣殿山这里。抱头痛哭。
And so they cried, they hugged and they cried on this temple mount.
后来圣殿就建在这个地方。
And this is where the temple was built.
圣经里面没有记载，但是这是犹太人的一个非常美丽的一个传说。
It is not this story was not recorded in the Bible. It is a beautiful parable or fable of the Jews.
讲到这里。
Now that we've arrived at this point,
我想和大家分享。
Something I would like to share with you.
我知道最近对我们教会来说非常的重要。
I know that recent weeks have been a critical time for our church.
我们刚刚支堂出去。
That we have had a church plant.
现在在凯瑞堂那边又有很大的需要。
And that there is a great need for Carrie.
神感动弟兄姊妹们要买一块地和地上的这个房子。
And that God has moved the Carrie congregation to see that there is a plot of property that we should acquire.
作为未来聚会的需要。
That it will be purchased for the needs of our service in the future.
我们说我们德恩堂和凯瑞堂两个堂。
We say that we are two congregations. We have Durham as well as Kerry.
我们是兄弟堂，是姐妹的关系。
That we are brotherly, and we are also sister congregations.
那么在买教堂这件事情上面，我们也知道，虽然我知道大部分弟兄姊妹是赞同，可能也有一些弟兄姊妹有这样的想法或者那样想法。
And so when it comes to the ballot of whether to make the purchase, I do know that majority has.Given the consent, there are some who are still in objection.
上次也和大家分享，我来这个教会到现在都还不到半年的时间。
I've also shared with all of you that I've not been here for I've been here for less than half a year.
一件又一件又大又难的事情。
It has been one challenge after another.
也有弟兄姊妹跟我说。
There are brothers and sisters who have said to me.
出于好意的说。
When it's out of goodwill,
牧师买教堂这件事你别讲话。
That don't speak on this matter of making a purchase for a building.
我知道如果什么都不讲，可以明哲保身，是不是
？In some ways, I could be silent and in that way be self-preserving.
我也很感谢。
But at the same time, I'm thankful.
但同时我也想到圣经当中以斯帖的故事。
But I've also brought to mind the story of Esther.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会。
that for her to have become the empress at that time, or the queen at that time, isn't it for this time?
我祷告之后，我觉得我实在不能够闭口不言。
After praying, I come to a consent that I cannot be silent.
而且不单是讲。
Not only to speak.
我和我的太太也在祷告，神要我们怎么去做。
But in terms of what we're supposed to do, I've been praying about that with my wife.
所以我也想在这里报告给大家。
And so I would like to report it to everyone.
很谦卑的报告。
But it's to carry a heart of humility.
像是很惭愧的说。
In a way, it's also of shame.
我们夫妻祷告以后。
After we prayed,
我们愿意为凯瑞教堂买教堂奉献10,000美元现金。
That we are willing to give, we are pressed forward to give $10,000 toward the purchasing fund.
是在我们的十一奉献以外的。
And this will be apart from our tithing.
现金的奉献。
That this will be a cash offering.
我们希望能够给更多。
We hope that we can give more.
但是现在因为三个孩子都要交学费。
But for right now,we still have to take care of, let's say, the tuition fees for our three children.
所以只能够摆上这一点，所以很惭愧。
So this is the little that we can offer up.
但是我在主面前的祷告是。
But the prayer that we have before our God.
盼望若神感动我们成就这件事情。
If God moves us.
让我们真的看到兄弟之间的这个彼此相爱。
That we see the love between the brothers.
我跟凯瑞堂弟兄姊妹已经想得很清楚。
I've said it very clearly to the brothers and sisters in Cary.
我说德恩堂那边有需要的时候，我一样会好好的奉献。
If there is a need for Durham, it's the same. I'm going to offer up the same way.
不是给这个或者给那个，而是奉献在神的国度里面。
That is not giving to either Durham or Cary, but in fact, it is giving into the kingdom of God.
我这样时间已经不短了。
No,
我们这边还有马上要讲的。
We do have much more to say.
第四点，我们要保持锐意进取。
So we do have to keep that strong spirit as we press on.
刚才一开始我们所读的这段经文。
Earlier the passage that we read.
约瑟的子孙以法莲马拿西来见约书亚分地的时候，他们这样讲。
In the distribution of the land.
说你给我们分的地太少了。
The land that you've given us is too small.
只有一揪一段这么一段的地。
That is just so limited in terms of its size.
弟兄姊妹，我们不用再回去看那个地图，我们刚才看到了，它的地小吗？一点都不小啊。
We can look at the map and we see that their land is not small at all.
他们的地是最大的。
Their land is the biggest.
那么约书亚怎么回答呢？
How did Joshua answer them?
约书亚，如果你嫌你的地小。实际上是他们地很大，但是有一些是被那些迦南人占领。
Joshua is saying, yeah, and you may think that your land is small because much of your land is also occupied by Canaanites.
那你可以进去继续得那为地，砍那地为业，砍伐树木。
And so, but you could just go into the land and you could take down the forest.
约瑟的子孙怎么说呢？说那些人太强了，他们有铁车，我们打不过。
And what did the descendant of Joseph say? Well, they said, they have chariots. We can't fight them.
分给他们的地已经分给他们了，但是有一部分那上面有强敌，他不去得。
The land that you've given us, we have very formidable enemies. It's very difficult to acquire the land.
而是来找约瑟说，你再多给我一些其他的地。
And so, therefore, they come to Joshua to say, well, can you give us more land?
所以约书亚怎么回答呢？说迦南人虽有铁车，虽是强盛，你也能把他们赶出去。
But Joshua's reply to them is, even though the Canaanites are strong, you are able to drive them out.
抱歉，这个英文的打出来慢了一点，我们还是要继续看这个中文的，然后等下再给看英文。啊，那我们对比一下这个约书亚第14:6-15啊，犹大人在他之前来分地，犹大人当中的迦勒是什么样的态度？
But if we contrast this to what Caleb was saying as recorded in Joshua chapter 14,
迦勒85岁啊。
Caleb was 85 years old.
迦勒那个敌人不比这以法莲马拿西一个敌人弱呀。
The enemies that Caleb will have to face up is not any weaker than the ones that Manasseh would have to.
我那时候怎么样，我现在还是强壮。
But what Caleb said was, how I am then, how strong I was then, I am strong today.
结果他真的把这块地得下来，对不对？
And indeed, he acquired the land.
对比一下，这个约瑟的子孙有点惭愧。
If you were to contrast that, we see that the descendant of Joseph is in a more lowly position.
和一个85岁的老人家比都比不过。
Well, compare is not even comparable to someone who is 85 years old.
所以约书亚挑战他们吗？耶布斯人即使有铁车，你也能够把他们打下来。
And so Joshua challenged them that even if the Canaanites they have the chariots, you can drive them out.
那到底为什么这个约瑟的子孙，这个长子，结果他们会变成这个样子呢？
Why is it that the born of Joseph became as such?
我觉得有些教训我们可以总结的。
I think there are some lessons that we can use to tie all the things to get all the lessons together.
一开始进去大家都在打。
When everyone went into the land,
都是勇士。
They were warriors.
打了七年。
They had 7 years of battle.
感到疲惫了。
They're tired.
对不对？南征北战现在已经很得了很多的地了。
They've received much of the land.
他们这时候开始安于现状。
They started to become contented with what they had.
但是又不满现状。
And yet at the same time, they were unsatisfied with what they have.
本来已经得到最大面积的土地，我们看到的这个地图。
We see that on the map, they've received, in terms of size, the largest piece of land.
这大面积土地上面有很多未得之地，应该他们继续努力去争取的。
So it is true that there were much of the land that was unconquered, but they could continue to press inTo acquire them.
可是他们却心有余而力不足。
But even though it seems like their spirit is willing, their body just can't follow through.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神给我们的恩典。
We have to thank God for the blessings that He's given us.
要善用神给我们的恩典。
That we are also to make the best use of the grace that He's given us.
而不是抱怨。然后寻找那条容易的路。
That we are not to complain or to find that easy way out.
什么是容易的路呢？
But what is that easy way out?
去见约书亚，你再多给我点地。
Well, that's to go to Joshua and say, well, just give me more land.
难走的路呢？去打吧。
The more difficult way is to conquer the land.
最后还有一个教训。
There's one more lesson.
我们靠人自己的力量。
That if you are to trust in our own strength,
即使你开始强壮,
even if you start off strong,
哪怕即使你有长子祝福在你身上,
even if you have the firstborn blessing on you,
靠着人最终那叫做强弩之末,
by our own human strength, we are not going to be able to do it.
You may start well, but you cannot finish well.
你或许开始是好的，可是你的结束并不一定是好的。
照片当中右边的这个人一看就是希特勒，大家都知道。
And so in this picture we see the picture of Hitler.
左边跟他握手这个人
，the one on the left，
穿着法式军装的军帽的。
You see his dress in the French military attire.
这是法国历史上非常有名的贝当将军。
And so this is a very famous French general Petain.
这个贝当将军在第一次世界大战的时候是法国的英雄。
And he was a hero in World I.
我们前面就讲到的时候讲到这个第一次世界大战最有名的一个战场也是最残酷的战场叫凡尔当啊，叫外号叫凡尔当绞肉机。
In one of the most devastating battles of World I.
那这个贝当就是凡尔当战场法国的总指挥官。
Petain was the commander of all the troops.
而且他打赢了这场仗。
And he did win.
所以成为英雄。
So he became a hero.
第二次世界大战爆发之前，他是法国的元首。
And so he was a leader in France before the outbreak of World War II.
那么当这个希特勒用闪电战绕过法国的这个防线，然后攻入这个法国的时候。
However, when Hitler using a lightning strategy to move into France,
这个法国一看，原来这个铜墙铁壁这些攻势都没有用。
They were looking at all their military strength and they were depleted, not strong enough against Hitler's army.
但是面对强敌，一下震惊，一下害怕了。
Facing this very strong army, All of a sudden, they were afraid.
这位贝当将军，这位英雄。
This hero, this general Petain.
当时是国家的元首。
He was the minister of the land.
居然下令。
He, in fact, then gave a command.
全国的法国军队都不抵抗。
That all French armies are not to resist.
向希特勒投降。
That they are to surrender.
当时还有超过一半的法国的国土在自己的手里面。
Even though they still had more than half of the French territory in their possession.
好可惜。
Such a pity.
结果成为了一个法国维希政府的这样一个傀儡政府。
And so it became a puppet, instead became a puppet government.
一战的英雄，二战的懦夫。
Even though he was a hero in World War I, became a coward in World War II.
很像以法莲，对不对？
It does feel very much like the story of Ephraim.
好了。最终我们有几点、
so, ultimately we're these points
第一个我们要永葆年轻像迦勒那样
that,
85岁还年轻
that we do look to Caleb to be forever young
作为教会我们要永远不停止来外展
that as a church we are to continue to have our outreach
现在一定要听好一句话
that something we are to listen well
任何一个教会
Any church.
绝不是只为这四面墙里面的人准备的。
It's never set up for the people within the four walls.
一定是要把外面的人带到主的里面来。
That we are always to bring those who are outside of the walls in.
什么时候教会停止了外展
？Whenever we end our outreach.
什么时候教会就开始收缩与死亡
？Whenever we will see the church shrink and march towards death.
好，下面。永远不停止学习，一直要尝试新的方法。
That we are to continually learn and to attempt new ways.
永远不惧怕强敌。
That we are to be forever strong and courageous against formidable challenges.
靠人的力量，你可能一时一刻不怕强敌。
That if we are to rely on our own strength, perhaps for a moment, we will not be afraid of this enemy.
只有坚定地依靠神，你才能够永远都怕强敌。
But a steadfast trust in God, that is how we can be forever courageous.
所以我们要最后一点就是永远依靠神。
So we are to rely on God forever.
啊，我们这个礼拜我们要一起来背诵啊，腓立比书四章十三节。
And so the memory verse for this week is from Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow heads and pray.
阿爸天父，我们同心来到你的面前。
Abba Father, we come before you.
主耶稣是我们的长子，是我们的兄长。
Lord Jesus, you are our older brother.
我们愿意效法主耶稣你舍己委身的榜样。
That we are willing to imitate your example of sacrificial love.
道成肉身来到世间。
That your word became flesh who dwelled among us.
牺牲舍己在十字架上。
That you sacrificed yourself on the cross.
我们也愿意效法主。
Lord, we are to imitate you.
从一个胜利到另外一个胜利。
From one victory to another.
永远不退后。
That we do not back down.
你为我们从死里首先复活。
That you came back to life for us.
你宣告了黑暗的失败。
That as that firstborn, you've also declared the defeat of the darkness of death.
让我们也跟随主耶稣你。
Lord, help us to follow you.
从一个胜利到一个胜利。
From one victory to another.
面向标杆直跑。
That we are to face the goal and we run toward it.
直到见主耶稣的日子。
Till the day we see you.
祝福我们的教会。
Bless our church.
祝福我们教会不同的堂会。
Bless the different congregations.
让大家在主里面真的是兄弟，是姐妹。
That together.In the Lord, we are brothers, we are sisters.
让我们彼此促进，彼此提醒。
That we will spur one another on, remind one another.
让我们也彼此帮助，彼此祝福。
That we'll help one another, we'll bless one another.
携手同心走天路。
That together with one heart, we'll walk in this path of the heavenly path.
共同拓展神的国度。
That together we'll expand the kingdom of God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友。你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心， 就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。